Book of James, chapter 1. What a great book James is. So practical, so direct, so simple to understand. Father, as we turn our attention now to your word this morning, I pray that you would instruct us, that you would illuminate your word to us. Bring your word to us. Lord, we understand that the behavior that's promoted in your word leads to a higher quality of life. Though your commands may be hard to obey at times, we know they lead to fruitful living. So help us, Lord, to submit ourselves before you, to do our best in the power of your Spirit to obey the commands you have for us. Bless this time, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You know, there are some people that seem to have so much drama in their life. They're always fighting with someone about something, one conflict after another, constant chaos, always up in arms. You know that person, don't you? You're thinking about that person right now. That one who's just, everything's up in arms. There's all kinds of issues all the time. Listen, that's not the way to live life. And that's certainly not the way that we should live life as Christians. Listen, as Christians, we should be living peaceful lives. We should have solid, good, healthy, peaceful relationships with all of the people in our lives. How do we make that a reality on a day-by-day practice with the people close to you, with people that you work with, people at school, people that you meet? Well, let's talk about that this morning. You know, I want you to consider this morning what I'm calling the peace chord, and I'm using the analogy of a musical chord. When you play a musical chord on the keyboard, you're actually playing three individual notes at the same time to make an harmonious chord. For instance, if you play the C major chord on the piano, you're hitting the individual notes C, E, and G at the same time, creating a beautiful chord, a harmony. There are three notes, so to speak, that we should constantly be playing in our lives, in our interaction with other people, to enjoy more peace. Look at our text. You're going to see them. They stand out. They're very obvious. James says in verse 19, "So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God." You see the three notes there? We all should be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. If you are consistently living that way day by day, you are going to enjoy peace. You are going to enjoy good, healthy relationships. Let's consider each note. That first note, very, very clear. James says that all of us should be swift to hear, or as the NIV puts it, all of us should be quick to listen. And the idea here is having a readiness. The idea here is that all of us should be prompt to listen. Have a quick readiness to listen. Listen carefully. If you want to have peace in your life, then you must maintain a constant, quick readiness to listen to people. To be a good listener. It's required. Unfortunately, listening has become quite a challenge in our society. We're not really good listeners. It's not our strong suit. We don't listen well to one another. One psychologist said, "Listen to the conversations of our world, between nations as well as between couples. They are, for the most part, dialogues of the deaf." I love that imagery. And I think it really, really does describe communication in our society. Look at conversations. Hear people talking to one another. It's like dialogues of the deaf. Now, why is it so hard for us to listen? Why is that such a challenge? Well, I think there's a couple reasons. I think many people have become totally self-absorbed. Many people are entirely focused on their own lives. Totally living on their own planet. Unable, really, to give other people time or attention. Just selfish. Have you ever been talking to someone and they're looking at you and they're nodding? And maybe they're even smiling, but their eyes are vacant. They're in their own world. They're thinking about someone else. Be honest, have you ever done that to someone else? When people talk to you, do you listen to them? Or when people talk to you, are you thinking about what you have to do next in your very busy life? Or you're thinking about some other issue in life? Or how about this? When somebody talks to you, maybe you're not listening to them. You're only thinking about what you're going to say next. Selfish listening. Just this inability to get outside of your own shell. I think another reason that we have such a hard time listening today is because our attention spans have become so short. We live in such a busy world with so much distraction and interruption and all of the technology around us. You know, we live in a 30-second soundbite world, don't we? Where everything's coming fast. Everything changes quick. Lots of information, but real quick. When you watch a television program or you watch a movie, the scene never stays the same, you know, any longer than 8 seconds. Have you noticed that when you're watching TV? Their camera angle's always changing. Quick, 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 quick. Everything changes. And that's to keep your attention. I challenge you to rent an old classic movie and see if you can watch it all the way through without falling asleep or getting bored. Because back then, the scenes stayed put. People concentrated. People could focus longer. Snapchat, 30-second videos that go away. the quick text messaging, with all the people and all the group chats, the 140-character twit, whatever those things are called, the tweeters, the tweeter birds. All of that, have you noticed? It's just so quick. And you know what it's doing? It's dumbing us down. We don't look at people in the eyes and listen. Or we don't listen very long. A renowned speaker once opened an address to students at Princeton with these words. He said, "I understand I'm here to speak and you are here to listen. Let's hope we both finish at the same time." Unfortunately, most people stop listening long before the speaker stops speaking. It's a challenge to listen. But listen, just because we face all those challenges doesn't mean you're off the hook. The Bible says, be a good listener. The Bible says, be quick to hear. So if you want good relationships, you better be that. If you want to be a better listener, you have to work at it. And I think the idea here is, be intentional when you listen. Be deliberate. When somebody is talking to you, deliberately listen. Deliberately clear all of the other thoughts out of your mind. Maybe pinch yourself. Maybe slap yourself. Not too hard. Maintain eye contact. Engage. Listen. My brother and sister in Christ, when somebody's talking to you, serve them. Love them. Prefer them. Yield to them. Philippians chapter 2 says, "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others." Consider others better than yourself. When somebody's talking to you, especially when we have those very important conversations with the people we love, turn off the TV. Turn off the iPad. Look away from the computer screen. Put the phone in airplane mode. Get rid of the distractions. You know, I think 90% of communication problems in marriages or families would go away if the technology was just turned off for a few minutes and husband and wife stared each other in the eyes. If families took the time to turn off all of the devices and sit down and have meals together, family meetings together, listen. And very important, when somebody's talking to you, don't listen to respond. Listen to understand. Try to understand. Find out what the person's saying. Parents, it's very important that we teach our kids how to listen. You know, all the technology that we're dealing with is pretty new for us, but we're dealing with kids that are growing up in this age. You have to teach your children to listen. Mom and dad, teach them to look people in the eye. The youngest of age, teach kids to respond when they're being spoken to. Boy, that's a big accomplishment today. Teach kids to say, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I'm here. I'm listening. Parent, understand what's happening with the attention span of your children. Understand that. Limit. Put boundaries around all of that technological interruption. Teach them to listen. And discipline yourself to listen. Listen to your wife. Listen to your husband. Listen to your parents. Listen to your friend. Listen to your manager at work. Listen to your teacher in the classroom. Listen. And while we're on this note, let me also add this. I think we should be very quick to hear the voice of the Lord in our lives. Amen? The voice of God. Christian, when's the last time you sat still long enough to hear God speak to you? You know, that requires time. That requires sitting before the Lord. The Lord says in Psalm 46, "Be still and know that I am God." In other words, take time, turn everything off, open your Bible, it's just you and God. Read the Word, and not just to read, read to hear. Hear. What's God saying to you? In those times of prayer, listen for God's voice. Let's not be, you know, a Christian that says, "Speak, Lord, you've got 60 seconds. Listen. Focus, I promise you. If you're a good listener, there will be more peace in your life. There will be less confusion in your life. You will know exactly what's expected of you from your teacher at school, your parents, your manager at work. If you're listening very carefully, you'll know exactly how a person feels, what they're communicating with their emotions. And you'll know what to say then. Listen. That's note one. Okay, let's look at note two. Also very easy to understand. James says that all of us are to be slow to speak. Slow to talk. Not hasty with words. Or think of it this way. We are to delay our speaking. We should limit our words. Book of Proverbs, filled with wisdom. Book of Proverbs says the same thing. In Proverbs chapter 10, it says, "He who restrains his lips is wise." Proverbs chapter 17 says, "He who has knowledge spares his words." You hear that? You want more peace in your life? Talk less. I think God even designed us that way. We have two ears, right? One mouth. Zeno, the Stoic philosopher, said, "We have two ears and one mouth, therefore we should listen twice as much as we speak." The rabbis put it even better. I love this. "Men have two ears but one tongue, that they should have hear more than they speak. The ears are always open, ever ready to receive instruction, but the tongue is surrounded with a double row of teeth to hedge it in." Keep it within its proper bounds. Be slow to speak. And what does that mean? I don't think it means that we can't have lively conversations. Quick back and forth. Those are fun. Good, lively conversations where both are thinking. Nothing wrong with that. Obviously, it doesn't mean that we all need to talk real slow. Like, what does this mean? Well, I do think it means that we should speak sparingly. I think we need to be men and women of fewer words than most. Now, we talk a lot. We live in a world where we must communicate. According to statisticians, the average person will spend at least one-fifth of his life or her life talking. Ordinarily, in a single day, enough words are used to fill a 50-page book. In 1 year's time, the average person's words would fill 132 books, each containing 400 pages. So yeah, normally we speak a lot, but I think there are some people that overtalk. They fill a lot more books. There are people that just talk, on and on and on, chatter. There are people that talk to a fault. And I would just ask you, are you a talker like that? Are you the chatterbox? Do you talk too much? Here's a question I'd like you to answer for yourself. Do you find yourself getting in a lot of trouble with people all the time? Making a lot of people upset all the time? Because of words that you've said? Are people always mad at you? Or do people hear all the time things that you've said about them behind the back? Do you frequently find yourself in trouble because of words? If that's you, you talk too much. Cut the words. Hey, real cool lesson in statistics. The more words you speak, the more opportunity you have to get into trouble. The less words you speak, the less opportunity you have of getting in trouble. Here's another question. Do you find yourself having a hard time maintaining friendships? Are you a person that's always moving from friend to friend to friend, and you wonder why friends seem to get tired of you maybe, and you have a hard time in those kinds of relationships? Well, there can be many reasons because of that, but one reason may be that you talk too much. Are you the one who monopolizes every conversation? Everyone. When you talk with people, is it always you? You're talking. You're talking about your life, your issues, your kids, your wife, your husband, your career, your problems, on and on and on and on. Listen, friendship is not a one-way street. People get tired of it. Let other people talk. Listen. A doctor, towards the end of an appointment with a patient, told his patient to stick out her tongue. And then he went on and wrote out the prescription, wrote down a few notes. And after that, he said, okay, that's fine. We're all done here. And she goes, wait a minute. You didn't even look at my tongue. And he said, it wasn't necessary. I just needed you to keep quiet while I wrote out the prescription. Do you have people that treat you like that? Be slow to speak. Speak sparingly. I think the other way to think of this, and I think this is the main intent of being slow to speak, speak thoughtfully. Don't just blurt out stuff. The idea is slow down and think before you talk. That is so important. We get in trouble because we just blurt out things. You know, many of us have jobs where we're having appointments with people. Maybe we're presenting at a meeting. Maybe some of us do a lot of public speaking. And before you do that, before you have a meeting, before you prepare, don't you? You think through what you're going to say. I've been to lunch appointments where, you know, I've got an agenda and there's things that I've got to cover and I check off and I've really thought about it. Well, you need to think about everything that you say. Even in the day-by-day conversation. So the idea is here. Somebody's talking to you. You're listening intently to understand. Your eye contact. You're listening. Seeking to understand. And then you think about it. What should I say? Be very thoughtful. And then speak. Thoughtful speaking. Man, if you find yourself in a conversation that's getting heated, maybe a fight, things are starting to blow up. Oh, man. That's when you really need to think before you speak. You may be in a place where you're having this tough conversation. You may just have to say, you know, listen, I need to walk away from this for a moment. And then come back. Here's another great tip about speaking. If you don't know what to say, don't say anything. Why do we feel like we have to say something? You know, that could be your response to something. I don't know what to say. I need to think about this. Give me some time. To speak thoughtfully also means to speak kindly, to speak softly. Don't yell at people. Don't scream at people. Proverbs chapter 15 says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Man, when you yell back, it's like pouring gasoline on the fire. But when you speak gently, it douses it. To speak thoughtfully also means to speak godly. You're not joining in conversations, dirty conversations, or gossip. You're telling people what God would say. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6 says, let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. 1 Peter chapter 3, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and always be ready to give his defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you. The idea is have God's word, have God's truth on your lips. Speak thoughtfully, slow to speak. So quick to hear, slow to speak, and then that third note. What is it? All of us should be slow to what? To wrath. Slow to get angry. In other words, don't be a hothead. Don't have a short fuse. As the younger people might say today, chill, man. Chill. Christian. Don't get upset so quickly. Don't get angry at people so quickly. Don't let people bother you. Book of Proverbs says this over and over. Proverbs 14, he who is slow to wrath has great understanding, but he who is impulsive exalts folly. Proverbs 29, a fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back. Proverbs 16, he who is slow to anger is better than the mighty warrior. Proverbs 14, a quick-tempered man acts foolishly. Be slow to get angry. It accomplishes nothing good. In fact, it says in verse 20, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Your anger doesn't produce the righteousness of God. Your quick wrath doesn't help anyone. It only hurts. Doesn't bring peace. It adds chaos to your life. I think one way to understand this command would be this. Don't be so easily offended. Don't be so easily offended. Gang, look, there are going to be irritations. There are going to be frustrations in life. People are going to annoy you. Christians are going to annoy you. Brothers and sisters in Christ are going to offend you, knowingly or unknowingly. The key is to overlook. Don't let it turn into a fight. Be the adult in the room. Proverbs chapter 19. Boy, if we could all get this one proverb. It says, the discretion of a man makes him slow to anger. And his glory, listen, his glory is to overlook a transgression. You know, a wise man, a good godly man, one of his glories is to overlook a transgression. Let it go. So that person looked at you weird. So that person said something to you that you don't appreciate. Overlook it. Literally, it says the glory of a wise man or woman is to overlook offenses. Don't be bothered. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8, above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. In other words, let your love for other people cover over all these little offenses. Man, there is so much we could get mad about in life, couldn't we? I mean, everyone knows when you're late for a meeting, you're going to hit every red light. You notice that? Or if you're late, you're going to find yourself driving behind the slowest driver on planet Earth. That sounded angry. I'm sorry. I'm not angry. I'm very happy. But you know, we have all these things ticking away at our patience, day by day. People, circumstances. And there are a lot of people that let that get them. You know what wisdom is? Overlooking transgressions. Letting it go. Do little things bother you? Do they take up all of this emotion in your life? All of this anger, this hatred that you carry around? What a miserable way to live. Give people the benefit of the doubt. Let things go. Stan Mikita, a professional hockey star, used to get into a lot of fights during games. He stopped when his 8-year-old daughter asked a very grown-up question. Daddy, how can you score goals when you're always in the penalty box? How do you live life victoriously when you're always fighting? When you're chasing down every little thing? The Bible says, be slow to wrath. Those three things, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Quick to listen. Slow to speak. Slow to wrath. Man, if we get that, if we live that day by day, and some of you are thinking, easier said than done. It is. It's easy to talk about it. It's a lot harder to apply it. But do it. Where are you off track in your life? Do you need to work on your listening? Do you need to stop while you're talking? Do you have a problem with anger? You know, a good thing for us as Christians is that we do have the power of the Holy Spirit. If you're a Christian here this morning, you're born again. And you have the Holy Spirit living inside you. And you know, the real key to this is depending on Him day by day. And again, I would get back to that quiet time with the Lord where you're hearing His voice. Spend time with your Lord. Hear His voice. Think on Him day by day. And He's going to help you live peacefully with others. Let's ask Him to help us. Let's bow our heads. Let's close our eyes. Lord, I believe You've spoken to us right where we live on a day-by-day basis. And I pray, Lord, that we would adjust our lives to the truth of Your word. Lord, I want to pray, Lord, for all of us in our weak areas, those spots that we need work. Lord, I pray that we would be honest about that this morning. We would acknowledge that this morning. Perhaps we would even ask somebody for forgiveness because of those failures. Lord, heal marriages here this morning. Heal friendships. Lord, we don't give up. We're going to trust you more. And I pray, Lord, that we would trust you by the power of your Holy Spirit, that you would make us better. Better listeners, Lord. Wiser in speech. Much, much slower to anger, Lord. Give us peace. Lord, that we might be wonderful witnesses for others. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Let's stand. Let's sing with this. Let's close with this song.